Today's service will proceed unannounced and with little commentary. You are invited to read aloud all the lines that are written in bold. 6 tenebrae candles will be extinguished during the liturgy, each accompanied by a moment of silence to reflect on the light God gives to our lives and our lament for its loss. This is a time to recall not only Jesus, but all human life we have loved, and to lament unjust loss. Will you join with me in our call to worship? We come to worship in the gathering shadows of Jesus' suffering and death. We gather to call ourselves to take account. God of passionate and vulnerable love, that you as victor and victim might lead us from death to life through Jesus the crucified. Amen. After Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples across the Kidron Valley to a place where there was a garden, which he and his disciples entered. Now, Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, because Jesus often met there with his disciples. So Judas brought a detachment of soldiers together with police from the chief priests and the Pharisees, and they came there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Then Jesus, knowing all that was to happen to him, came forward and asked them,
"Whom are you looking for?"
They answered,
"Jesus of Nazareth."
Jesus replied,
"I am he."
Judas, who betrayed him, was standing with them. When Jesus said to them, "I am he," they stepped back and fell to the ground. Again, he asked them,
"Whom are you looking for?"
And they said,
"Jesus
answered,
"I told you that I am he. So, if you are looking for me, let these men go."
This was to fulfill the word that he had spoken, "I did not lose a single one of those whom you gave me." Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it, struck the high priest's slave, and cut off his right ear. The slave's name was Malchus. Jesus said to Peter,
"Put your sword back into its sheath. Am I not to drink the cup that the Father has given me?"
So the soldiers, their officers, and the temple police arrested Jesus and bound him.
A reading from John chapter 18. Simon Peter and another disciple followed Jesus. Since that disciple was known to the high priest, he went with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter was standing outside at the gate. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out, spoke to the woman who guarded the gate, and brought Peter in. The woman said to Peter, "You are not also one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." Now the slaves and the police had made a charcoal fire because it was cold, and they were standing around it and warming themselves. Peter was also standing with them and warming himself. They asked him, "You are not also one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." One of the slaves of the high priest, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, asked, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Again, Peter denied it. And at that moment, the cock crowed.
Then they took Jesus from Caiaphas to Pilate's headquarters. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him,
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
Jesus answered,
"Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?"
Pilate replied,
"I am not one of your people, am I? Your own nation and chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?"
Jesus answered,
"My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom belonged to this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the temple authorities. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here."
Pilate asked him,
"So you are a king?"
Jesus answered,
"You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice."
Pilate asked him,
"What is truth?"
After he had said this, he went out to the temple authorities again and told them,
"I find no case against him, but you have a custom that I release someone for you at Passover. Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?"
They shouted in reply,
"Not this man, but Barabbas."
Now, Barabbas was a rebel. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. And the soldiers wove a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they dressed him in a purple robe. They kept coming up to him, saying, Pilate went out again and said to them,
Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no case against him.
So Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them,
Here is your man.
When the chief priests and the police saw him, they shouted,
Crucify him! Crucify him!
Pilate said to them,
Take him yourselves and crucify him. I find no case against him.
The chief priests answered him,
We have a law, and according to that law, he ought to die, because he has claimed to be the Son of God.
Now when Pilate heard this, he was more afraid than ever. He entered his headquarters again and asked Jesus,
Where are you from?
But Jesus gave him no answer. Pilate therefore said to them,
Do you refuse to speak to me? Do you not know that I have power to release you and power to crucify you?
Jesus answered him,
You have no power over me unless it had been given from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin.
From then on, Pilate tried to release him, but the chief priests cried out,
If you release this man, you are no friend of the emperor. Everyone who claims to be a king sets himself against the emperor.
When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus outside and sat on the judge's bench at a place called the Stone Pavement, or in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the day of preparation for the Passover, and it was about noon. He said to the people,
Here is your king.
They cried out,
Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!
Pilate asked them,
Shall I crucify your king?
The people answered, Then he handed him over to them to be crucified.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Holy One, God of grief and of suffering, this Friday seems good for all the wrong reasons. Be with us in these hours as we gather in the shadow of the cross of Christ and hear again the story of death and the sounds of burial. This is not where we would choose to be, O God, brought face to face with this symbol of death and instrument of torture. Forgive us where we have sought to avoid such times, where we have ignored the cross or denied our own pain, or turned our backs on the sufferings of others. Strengthen us to be here today, that we may know that you are here with us. You know the ways of the world, our comforter and our friend. You have been there, and you are here. You have loved and cried and lived and died to be with us, to heal us, to forgive us, and to free us. And for this we give thanks, this we call good. We pray together in the name of your Son who taught us to say, O loving parent who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please stand. Because his witness to love was threatening, those exercising power sought to silence Jesus. He suffered abandonment and betrayal, state-sanctioned torture and execution. He was crucified. By becoming flesh in Jesus, God makes all things new. In Jesus' crucifixion, God bears the sin, grief, and suffering of the world.
A reading from John chapter 19. And carrying the cross by himself, he went out what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, with Jesus between them. Pilate also had an inscription written and put on the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this inscription because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. Then the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but this man said, 'I am King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four parts, one for each soldier. Then they also took his tunic. Now the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from the top. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to see who will get it." This was to fulfill what the scripture says, "They divided my clothes amongst themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots." And that is what the soldiers did. Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. And after this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said, in order to fulfill the scripture, "I am thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of wine on the branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Amen.